This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And happy Thursday to you. This is Money in Motion with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. If you have questions, give them a call right now here at the station, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget Klaus Financial, they are online at klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. A lot of information about Klaus Financial on the website. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, an awesome snapshot of what's going on in the markets. You get it each and every week. I'm signed up for it. You should sign up as well. Again, just get to the website, KlausFinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And joining us this morning in studio is Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus. How you guys doing?
Great. How are you, Sean?
Doing real well. Great to see you, Malia. How are you doing, CJ?
Good morning, Sean.
Morning. We got a lot, as always. I feel like I start off every week with this comment that we've got a lot to get to, and there's a ton of great information. I mentioned the website earlier, KlausFinancial.com. Don't forget, if you missed part of this show or maybe you caught part of a previous show and wanted to learn more, all these podcasts are put right up at KlausFinancial.com right after the show. So, got a lot to get to today, but before we get rolling, we talk about the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, got a $25 gift card for Chipotle. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. Just a little tip, they'll listen to the show. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. Let's look back, though, to last week, and let's go over last week's Klaus Quiz question and get the answer as well.
Yeah, so once again, thank you to everybody who listens consistently every week and calls in. As we've mentioned before, we have fun with these. So last week's question was, in 2018, how much can a person add into their 401k or 403b retirement accounts if they're under the age of 50? And the answer is, in 2018, the contribution limits to your 401k and 403b accounts has actually increased to $18,500. So,
yay!
Yeah, a little bit of an uptick,
and it is $500 more. Which you go, it's 500. But that is, as you mentioned, adding that year after year plus compounding and all that. Oh man, it's a great opportunity. So don't forget, as always, Klaus Quiz Question Week. We do it every week. We'll have one coming up this week as well. So listen closely to the program. And of course, we always talk about putting money away for retirement on the show. Let's talk about some of those questions that we should be asking when it comes to risk. And also, you know, you think about where your money's going and risk in those dollars. Should we be concerned there about that R word?
Yeah, you know, that's the new four-letter word today,
yes.
R-I-S-K. And, you know, really, people should be concerned about risk for their portfolios. You know, people should be concerned about risk of the money that's sitting in savings as well. You know, sometimes we overlook that. We think, well, if I'm putting it in the market or I'm putting it in something that's guaranteed, there's no risk involved. Under my pillow, there's no risk involved. There's risk in everything that we do because there's risk of opportunity lost. So what we're looking at right now is a very interesting time in the markets. As everyone knows, yesterday was a pretty big day, hitting over 26,000 in Dow. So what we're looking at now is people very much putting risk by the wayside. They're like, I'll just, you know, close my eyes and it'll just work out. And we really want to make sure that people recognize that you need to stay invested. You need to stay invested through the highs and the lows of the market. And really look at where you're at with your retirement plan. Are you 5 years away or 10 years away? That's going to have a lot to do with what you should have in different asset classes. If you have everything sitting in savings, like I said, you're likely not to be growing your retirement at all. I met with a client the other night, and she has almost $500,000 sitting in savings, okay? So she's afraid. She's been afraid for 10 years. Oh. And that is not behooving her at all when we're really talking about what that's going to do for her in the future. And the question is, people say, I never know when to get in. Well, we don't know either, unless CJ has something new to tell me today. We never know. We just know we need to stay invested. So that's what a professional can do, is help you determine, if you can't figure it out for yourself, what kind of risk should I be taking? Returns are so good right now. We can talk to people about, you know, you might be seeing even in a conservative to moderate portfolio returns of 8 to 12% right now, which is unheard of. And I hear someone say, well, I was hoping for 25%. Well, that would be if we're 100% in equities, which would be stock. So we really need to be careful of how we have our money allocated. You need to figure out for yourself, can you sleep at night? What kind of return are you looking at? And so we would suggest that if you're within a five-year window of retirement, you should be decreasing your risk in your portfolio. Be realistic. Just because your brother down the street is making 10% more in returns, maybe he's 10 years younger than you. Mm-hmm. So let's be consistent in the way we invest, but also adjust for the future retirement plan.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. If you have questions for Malia and CJ, they would love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget the website for Kloss Financial. It's klossfinancial.com, spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, it's not going to cost you anything for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. And as we're talking today about risk and understanding your own risk tolerance, it's important to have that meeting and to get to know the folks at Kloss Financial and them to get to know you as well to understand who you are and what you want to be doing with that retirement money. Again, the telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you have questions for Malia or CJ, we'll get you on the air right now. Our number's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Continue our conversation with our friends from Kloss Financial and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial joining us in studio this morning, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. If you have questions for me, give us a call right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Joining us now is Nick. Nick, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Morning, Nick. Nick, did we lose you? Oh, man. Nick had a great question.
He's probably stuck on the Beltline.
Yeah.
That's what I'm guessing.
Everybody is this morning.
Call back.
But Nick, and I could kind of summarize what he was saying. So he's a younger, he said he's 23, and he was wondering, he said, is kind of the advice then, since he's younger, to maybe have a little more risk in his portfolio?
Certainly somebody like Nick at 23 years old, depending upon what's going on with the rest of his finances, could afford more risk because he has time in the market. But I would say for people like Nick, the problem typically is not surrounding their risk in the market, but whether or not they have the building blocks of financial plans set in place, meaning do they have a six-month reserve? Are they paying down their debt? Because typically what we see with younger people isn't so much a risk allocation, it's that they're stealing from their portfolio because they never should have invested in the first place, right? So really for younger people, it's about building those foundational aspects of financial planning so that when you are investing into a 401k or an after-tax account, that you know you won't need to touch it for 10, 20, 30 years. And when you can say definitively, I'm not going to touch this money for a long period of time, well, then risk isn't as big of a deal, right? You can really ride a long-term wave and get greater returns.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for CJ and Malia, they'd love to answer them for you right now. The telephone number's here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, not going to cost you anything either for that get-to-know-you appointment, 442-5637. And online at klossfinancial.com, that's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And Nick's question kind of ties ties in nicely with some of the reminders that you guys have about understanding your personality when it comes to risk tolerance.
Exactly. So we just wanted to summarize about knowing your risk tolerance, understanding your own personality. That probably goes for understanding your partner's personality too, because you're both probably invested kind of together. Your expected rate of return, your time horizon, we discussed that, and the need for liquidity. Then you set your goals. Then you create your plan, as CJ was talking about, and then your asset mix, which is part of your whole plan. Then you're going to be choosing your investments and ultimately tracking your progress consistently. And that's what people sometimes put it in, and they don't look for 10 years. Okay, mm-hmm. That's kind of a problem. So just remind yourself that you need to take the right steps. As CJ said, plan before you just throw money into the market.
We're going to talk a little bit about cryptocurrencies in just a moment, but first, Bob checks in. Bob, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial.
Thank you.
Hi, Bob.
I have a question. I have, should I be realistic about it and say I have funds in three funds. Mm-hmm. Now, can you trade it within, like, Vanguard or Fidelity? Can you trade when you have money in a retirement account, and are there any capital gains?
Great question.
Or capital losses, I guess.
Yeah, so great question. So to reiterate what I believe you're asking, Bob, is within a retirement account, so 401k, 403b, IRA, Roth IRA, can you move money around between different funds within that retirement account without incurring any taxes? And the answer is yes, because the covering of the retirement account covers the taxation, until which point you go to remove the funds from the retirement account. It's then that you pay income taxes in the event of the pre-tax. So yes, you can shift between different investments. You can even transfer from one IRA to another IRA, or do a rollover from a 401k to IRA, sell, buy, do whatever you want to inside of that retirement account. And it's not going to be a taxable event until you go to remove it from the retirement account.
You're telling me that a RMD, a required minimum distribution, is 100% taxable?
It is income taxable to you as ordinary income. That's correct. So as you take out a required minimum distribution from a pre-tax retirement account, that becomes income taxable at that time. But throughout the year, Bob, you could shift money back and forth between different investments inside of that retirement account, and there would be no tax implications.
Is that true for a SEP?
Sure, a SEP IRA? Yeah, absolutely. That's another form of a retirement account.
A retirement account, yeah.
You got it. Great question, Bob. Thanks for calling in.
Fantastic
question.
Welcome. Bob, thanks for listening this morning. And don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, you can call right at 8 o'clock. We'll get you on the air each Thursday morning and get your question answered right away. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Let's talk it's been all over the news. Cryptocurrencies, and there is a ton of confusion. What they are, what do people need to know? People say, well, should I have this stuff? Look at this huge explosion in the value of, like, for example, Bitcoin. What do we need to know there?
Yeah, so just sell everything and buy Bitcoin. Just kidding. Nobody freak out at that. So Bitcoin is probably the number one question we've been getting recently, although it's died down a little bit in the media. But what is Bitcoin? What is cryptocurrency in general? Should you be considering it as part of your portfolio? And so I want to start, before we talk about this, with a quick phrase from the Oracle of Omaha, the best investor known of all time. And here's a truth that he stated. I am confident when others are fearful. And I am fearful when others are confident. What does he mean by that? Well, if you rush to the next big trend, you're already too late, right? So Bitcoin being one of those, cryptocurrencies at their very core, you know, a cryptocurrency is a general term used to describe an encrypted electronic cash exchange system. Bitcoin is one brand of the cryptocurrency that's most widely known, but there's others as well. There's Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin. But these are digital versions of cash. It currently, Bitcoin had been trading at around $14,000 per coin. Here's the key. A currency is, like the dollar, is regulated, monitored. There's accounting systems that manage it. It's backed by the federal government. There's banks that are willing to trade in it. And it is that confidence in the currency that gives it value. Meaning, you know, Sean, when I give you a piece of paper with a dead president's face on it, why do you accept that as currency?
Because I know it's honored everywhere and it's backed.
Bingo. Well, cryptocurrency is not regulated. It is not monitored. It is not tracked. It is not backed by anybody, which is the reason it is used in many drug trades. Mm-hmm. Cryptocurrency actually began as a way to get off the grid for transacting business. So what we have to understand is cryptocurrency is not a regulated, you know, kind of respected currency out there. And it could be also subject to a hack because money goes into a digital wallet for you. That's how you do exchanges. And so you could literally get hacked or have a virus go into your computer and you could lose all of your Bitcoin. So here's the thing. We actually think that this trend is cool in that it's an electronic currency. We think one day it will become more widely accepted and there might be a kind of global cryptocurrency. But boy, oh boy, are we a ways off from that yet, because nobody's tracking it. No government has gotten behind it. No banks have been willing to do transactions in it. So I just, oh my goodness, I caution people who are listening on the air right now.
You mentioned two hackers, by the way, getting. Also, I've read stories of people forgetting passwords and they've got a bunch of Bitcoin in a wallet and they don't know how to get into it. It's gone. I mean, it's like, oh.
Wow.
Well, so again, you know, we've had people come to us and say, hey, do you think it's crazy if I take $5,000 of my, you know, $400,000 portfolio and buy Bitcoin? No, we don't care. That's fine. If you want to have fun with it and see what it does. But what freaks us out is when somebody says, I want to put everything I've got into it. I want to day trade this. I think I can make millions. Mm. That's when we go, stop. The you know, just this allure of money. It almost feels to me like somebody who goes into the casino and puts it on black and puts it on black and puts it on black and keeps losing. They double down on their loss. Just, oh my goodness, be ever so careful with cryptocurrencies.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. You can set it up by giving them a call right now. 442-5637. Want to hold on to that telephone number? Coming up in the next segment, we'll wrap things up. We'll also have the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card for Chipotle. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial. You can learn about some of their different divisions. They've got three of them. You can learn about that right at the website, KlossFinancial.com. You can listen to this podcast as well as previous shows as well, and sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, all from KlossFinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Coming up a little bit later in this segment, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. So let's talk about some of the issues, and I know, CJ, I've talked with you off the air a little bit about that, but some of the things that people don't always understand when it comes to buying things like Bitcoin or other currencies, there are things that people need to know. I think a lot of us, we hear Bitcoin, we think, well, it's a tangible coin. Not the case there either.
Right. So one advantage of Bitcoin's biggest advantages is the ease of transfer without restriction. So again, transactions are recorded in and processed through what's called a decentralized network of databases, which does allow for transactions to be private and anonymous, which is, again, hence why it's been used so much for drug deals, illegal gambling, and other illicit activities. But it's still in its infancy, and so it hasn't established a level of stability or predictability, which again causes one to question how long it'll be around. Also, again, it's not backed or insured by anyone or anything. And fun little fact, Malia was giving to me here as we were speaking, just the most recent update on Bitcoin, because I don't keep up with it daily because I think it's a little bit of a sideshow. Mm-hmm. Bitcoin, since January 7th, has lost $400 billion of value, or 40% of its value from January 7th. And by the way, the number of people that Malia and I in our office counseled to be ever so cautious mm-hmm. with it, because we believed that it would be either wiped out or wiped way down at some point because it was purely speculation driving it up. We warned hundreds of people, and there were many that didn't listen. And so here's the thing. Since January 7th, 40%.
Oh.
People freak out when the stock market loses 40% in like a year and a half.
Yeah.
But we're talking, a couple of weeks. 40%. So this is why, listen, we are a retirement planning firm. So if you come to us as a retirement planning serious client mm-hmm. asking us about Bitcoin, we're going to laugh a little bit. We'll be like, well, have fun with your extra $5,000, but don't be serious. Because we need predictability. I don't want your future retirement impeded by volatility of a drug currency.
Very, very well said. Put that
that's
on a T-shirt.
Pretty point blank.
Yeah. But that's one of the things we love about you guys is right to the point. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us from Kloss Financial. Again, the website, KlossFinancial.com. I'll spell that out for you. It's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Learn a whole bunch about Kloss Financial from the website. Again, KlossFinancial.com. Telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because it's now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment. I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Chipotle. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. When we are within a five-year window before retirement, should we be increasing or decreasing our risk within our portfolio? One more time. When we are within a five-year window before retirement, should we be increasing or decreasing our risk within our portfolio? Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Chipotle. Don't forget that number as well for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. That kick of the tires, as CJ likes to say. Again, that number, 442-5637. CJ, Malia, great to see both of you this morning.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care. This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.